we're going to focus now on the issue of fly tipping and dumping, because Councillor Tommy Griffin of Fine Gael has reacted to the prosecution of an illegal dumper this week. Tommy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry, and good morning to your listeners.
Now, this is in relation to pretty bad dumping at Ballygamboon Woods last September.
Yeah, absolutely, Jerry. You know, there was a large-scale dumping incident there. I think there was over 40 bags of rubbish dumped at Ballygamboon Woods. Anyone that doesn't know it, it's a location of a nice walk there up through the forest there. But it was just disgraceful dumping at the side of the N70 Castlemaine to Tralee Road. So, look, I suppose I was heartened to see Kerry County Council's reaction to it. They were when it was reported, reported it to them. They were out there the same day, and it was no easy job for the litter warden to go through, number one, to organise the cleanup, and then number two, to go through all the rubbish to find evidence of ownership. But look, that's what they did, and look, that's happening to see, because it has resulted now in the culprit being prosecuted for it, and a large fine being the courts put a large fine on him. It's great, and you've seen from the reaction from the public on it. It's no longer acceptable that people would do something like this. There are so many easy ways of dumping your rubbish and accumulation of rubbish like that in a household. A lot of this, half of this could have been recycled. There was all the rubbish included, clothes included, recyclable materials. So it could have been halved. This probably could have been dumped for 100 euros. If it was properly managed, and there's no excuse.
And it said it wasn't, and it was put there kind of destroying a public community for people. The fine was €1,800. You're paying tribute to the council's environmental section for their work. It's a long-standing problem, a long-standing issue that's very hard normally to catch people who are involved in this, but you're hoping this is a sign of things to come, is it?
Absolutely, it's setting a very good example. It's setting a precedent that anyone that attempts this, they will be pursued. And like you said, there's a prosecution at the end of it. So the fines have increased to 250 for on the spot, and large scale dumping can result in court fines of up to 5,000. So the punishment now is starting to fit the crime. And again, I can't thank Kerry County Council Environment Section enough for the work they did in pursuing this. It's morally wrong. It's not acceptable, and anyone that has any hand, acting part, to doing this, they should be prosecuted. And it's good to see a result like this, because there's so many people out there, volunteers in Tidy Town groups, volunteers that just go along, just people that just do get a bag and go along the side of the road and collect the rubbish. So people take pride in their communities, and for someone to treat it with this contempt and this disregard, I'm absolutely delighted that there's justice has been done in this particular case anyway.
Yeah, you'd like to see more of these sort of instances to just get that message out there. Number one, is a deterrent. Yeah. And number two, to give confidence to people who properly dispose of their rubbish, that, the people who aren't doing it won't get away scot-free. They won't be laughing at them.
Yeah, absolutely. That people will know, anyone that attempts this, or anyone that even contemplates doing this, that there is consequences to it, and that Kerry County Council will do everything possible to locate the source of the rubbish. It's important. We've been talking about CCTV for many years. There's been many of the long discussions inside in Kerry County Council about CCTV and we'll say litter black spots. I would like to see that progress, but I know, like I say, at the moment it's tied up in bureaucracy, being honest about it, but at least we know that that the litter wardens will do everything. If there is an incident of fly tipping, that they will do it. It is a big problem still, Jerry. Like, in the first 2 months of this year, there was 103 litter complaints, it's still a considerable problem, but I can say that it's improving, and I know that people are being vigilant too. They're watching for incidents of fly tipping, people are watching, and the council are doing their bit too, so hopefully it'll improve as we go along.
Tom, you got pretty exercised yesterday at the monthly meeting of the Dingle Corcaguina, the Castle Island Corcaguina Municipal District meeting, and you were looking for an update in relation to arrangements for Inch Beach for the 2026 summer season. You're not happy. Are things falling by the wayside when it comes to organising things and addressing issues at the beach?
Yeah, I suppose it was an accumulation of anger and disappointment, I suppose, and Duke I was relaying the communities feel they've been left behind. I suppose for the life of me, Jerry, I cannot understand the lack of progress in Inch. You know, it just seems to be the bottom of Kerry County Council's priority. And we have this discussion every year for many years gone. I would say for the last 35 years, there's been complete and utter disregard in respect of Inch. When you look at other beaches in the county and the facilities they have, it's just... what's in Inch is just shocking, I'll be quite honest with you, Jerry. It's toilets that are more at home in a building site than a Blue Flag beach. Like yesterday, before I went to the meeting, I just popped into the beach. The pedestrian walkway down on the road to the beach was completely covered in sand. There was poles, we'll say, with concrete stuck to the end of them, strewn along the pedestrian side of the beach. So it was just not a good sight for visitors. And I suppose we all remembered, you know, the good news when the MPWS, the new national park and Inch became a part of it. We all thought that this is the hope now for Inch, and we're 2 years on now, over 2 years on, Jerry, and there hasn't been any single bit of progress. I suppose 2 years ago,
and
my
parking
very first
still a very vexed issue there as well, I'd imagine.
A huge problem, Jerry. It's like at the moment we're in even a worse position than we were a couple of years ago. There's no certainty in respect to the parking there. 2 years ago at my first council meeting, I called for a stakeholders forum, and it's a year ago last June, I organised a deputation to the Castle Island Corcaguina MD meeting, and the community came in and they aired their frustration. So we're another year on again, and we're no closer to getting the stakeholders forum in place, you know. So I suppose the position there, like, is that the NPWS holds 1,235 acres of land there, Jerry, and they're another state body. The Kerry County Council don't own any land in Inch, and looks like it's the solution is staring them in the face. I just cannot understand the lack of progress in trying to acquire a portion of them lands for proper amenities and proper parking in Inch. There's old farm buildings there held by the MPWS that could be repurposed for toilets. There's a number of parking solutions that could be there that wouldn't be intrusive to the land. I know it's a sensitive area, but I've said this before, Jerry, it's just not a priority, Jerry, and I suppose that's why the frustration is there. The frustration by the community, their hardworking community back there. Everyone is just so tired of the same old story. That there's a busy couple of busy weeks of good weather in the summer, and then the Kerry County Council weather the storm when there's chaos back there, and there's a serious safety issue back there, Jerry, with cars down the beach, with kids running into the water. And it's too dangerous, Jerry, and it can't continue. And look, we've missed so many opportunities for large scale funding opportunities through Fault Ireland because the beach is not shovel ready for projects, and I'm just asking for this
to change.
It has to change, Jerry.
Okay, Tommy, we're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time, but thanks very much for taking time to talk to us on the programme about that.
Thanks, Jerry, thank you.
That's Fine Gael Councillor Tommy Griffin on those two issues. If you have a view on that, if you're an Inch, you're not happy with lack of progress, get in touch.